Well, just days after Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed the National Energy Guarantee, or the NEG, was dead, one of the country's biggest superannuation funds has decided to take matters into its own hands. The Building and Construction Superfund, known as CBUS, has set a target for all its property holdings to be carbon neutral by 2030. Now, maybe you haven't thought much about bricks and mortar adding to emissions, but the research is clear that buildings contribute roughly a third of all carbon emissions. Christian Falk is the Chief Investment Officer at CBUS. He joins us from San Francisco, where this announcement was made overnight. Christian Falk, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
So the CBUS target for your property holdings is to be net zero emissions by 2030. What does this practically mean for CBUS? How do you go about achieving this?
Well, I think there are many aspects. We both have a current portfolio of properties, and we also design and build new properties. So when we think about our current portfolio, we need to think about how we use energy and whether there are ways of making the energy use even more efficient. But ultimately, particularly with the older properties, you're going to have to think about where you source your energy from. And so one of the things that we are looking at is putting in place a corporate power purchase agreement across our portfolio.
What does that mean?
Well, one of the challenges for investors looking to invest in renewable energy is uncertainty around pricing. And you can get that certainty in a couple of ways. You can have governments sort of help with that certainty by sort of guaranteeing a price and an amount that you're willing to purchase over a fairly long period of time. Or you can get other entities such as corporates to do a contract of that sort.
Okay.
And so we think that it has two benefits. First of all, it reduces the carbon footprint on the buildings themselves, but also it's a way of helping to stimulate that market.
So before we go any further, just explain why a superannuation company has such major property holdings. Are you using the super holdings that you have to invest in property development, and what sort of, on what scale, how many billions worth of property does CBUS invest in?
So we're not too different from many funds in the sense that property is a very attractive asset class from a risk and return perspective. But where we are unique is that our members and our trustees are from that industry. And so from our perspective, we think we bring some unique insights into not only property development, but property ownership. And so we have a property development company that has $3 billion of assets. It's been running for more than 12 years. It's created 90,000 jobs. It's delivered very strong returns. Last year it was 18%, and the past 3 years was plus above 20% each year.
So what's the future look like? You've talked about the current property holdings. The real gains in zero emission, towards zero emissions, I imagine, will be made in the technologies you employ and the regulations you have over your building in the future. How much investment are you planning to make in new properties over the next, say, decade?
Well, we certainly have a couple of billion dollars of properties already either currently in development or being planned for development. So that's certainly one area of extreme opportunity. And as a consequence, the planning cycle takes a little bit of while. So we have to think not about what the situation is today, but actually plan these properties for when they're completed in 5 years' time and then operating for another 20 or 30 years.
Okay.
So we're already starting to change the way that we think about designing properties.
Can you tell us more about that? What are the big innovations that you're going to be building in to your developments?
Yes. So there are the more obvious things, such as looking at where possible, putting sort of solar panels on roofs. But we've got more sensor technology. We think this is a really important new step. I was at the conference. So basically being able to determine where people are when they use different parts of the building and use that so that you're not heating parts of the building or lighting parts of the building mm-hmm. that aren't occupied. We can also take into account weather data. And if we design properties which actually allow free airflow to come through, we can start to preempt when it's actually appropriate to switch off the heating and allow in natural ventilation. And the other thing that I, having spent a little bit of time in San Francisco, one of the things that I think is an exciting additional place for us to look at is artificial intelligence. So if we're gathering all of this information, we put it into a program to start to optimize further how we run buildings, we see there's a lot of potential.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. Our guest is Christian Falk from Cbus. What is driving this? Is this a cost-saving thing? Is this an understanding or awareness that, you know, the world is heading towards zero emissions, so you may as well get there first, it's only going to get more expensive? Or is this being driven by your members?
I'd say it's been driven by the insights of the market. The simple fact is we know that there are huge innovations that are happening. There are requirements that are needed by basically our tenants. Our tenants are expecting more and more of us. One of the interesting things is that many of the initiatives that you put in that reduce carbon actually result in lower costs. So for us, we see very strong financial incentives to also go down this path.
And is that the mood, do you think, of business generally? Business in Australia and the business leaders have been very outspoken and critical of the government after this long, drawn-out process getting support for the National Energy Guarantee. It's now dumped and there is nothing in place, really, to send a signal to business to lower emissions. Is Cbus just an example of business getting on with it? Is that general attitude that you're finding?
I'd say it is. I mean, the reality is that the cost of renewable technology has fallen to the to such an extent that I've got examples in our infrastructure portfolio where they put solar on roofs of airports. The payback period is something like 4 to 5 years. So it just makes economic sense. And we can do it in a way which makes a positive contribution towards our obligations under the Paris Climate Agreement.
And just before I go, can I ask you about something unconnected to this? It's the Banking Royal Commission. The Commission devoted an entire round of investigation to the superannuation industry, and the superannuation industry is obviously the industry funds plus the private and bank funds. Those bank funds came off very badly. There was a lot of high-profile criticism of them. Have you and other industry super funds seen an increase in membership from the retail fund members flocking your way?
We have seen a quite material increase in members rolling over balances into our funds. So for in the 3 months since the Royal Commission, our rollovers from retail funds have gone up by around 70%.
And just finally, why, back to the sustainability, the zero emissions, how much of this is about generating new membership, is about presenting, you know, a positive face to the community? How much of this is a marketing tool? How are you going to hold yourself to this zero emissions by 2030?
Well, so it's science-based targets, which basically means that there is a rigorous framework that can be audited. We report through an entity called GRESB, which looks at those metrics. And already our portfolio, out of 874 portfolios, is ranked third highest globally. And so we will, you know, continue to use those sort of accreditation type services to be held account.
Christian Falk, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Christian Falk is the Chief Investment Officer at Cbus. You're listening to RM Breakfast.